our Ask the Mayor public affairs program the day after the town board meeting and short-term rentals. You don't look any the worse for wear, sir. It must have been quite a night.
Steve, it actually started at 5 o'clock when we had that closed session meeting with our attorneys from Poynier and Spruill. Chad Isick was there and also Bob Hagerman. Bob Hagerman was one of the attorneys that argued before the NC Court of Appeals on the Wilmington case. We asked certain questions about what our legal options were. That was the first meeting we had, and then at 7 o'clock we had a long meeting. In public, the board reviewed the different sections of the proposed changes to the amendments to the UDO concerning short-term rentals. There will be some people that think that we rushed through this process. I take issue with that. We spent a lot of time, listened to a lot of public feedback. We listened to people, we consulted with attorneys, we tracked what was going on in the legislature. Certain commissioners, like Commissioner Patterson, just got to a point where they were saying, it's time for us to act and move forward. This is not just for an immediate decision about what we should do with short-term rentals. It's for the best interest of the future of Highlands that we took the action that we did. I think that in many ways, what was going on in short-term rentals will continue because we did allow grandfathering. If people have been using their home or residence for short-term rentals, under this new system, they can file in the period of about 90 days application for a zoning compliance permit. It's a one-time application process, and then it will be followed by a yearly reporting of activities. From here on out, they'll have to file a report every year documenting that they have continued to do short-term rentals. That is, for some people, I think, good news that we will not stop them from doing what they've been doing in the past several years. And the consensus between the attorneys was that we had to provide a grandfathering, provision. The other thing that's in the ordinance is that we will permit what we call a homestay. And that means that if you want to rent over the weekend a room in your house or a section of your house for compensation, you can do that. I'll give you an example. Sally and I have a lower level in our house that we use when we have grandchildren and our children visiting. We could rent that out at the weekend where people from Atlanta could come and stay in the bedroom, and then it had a bathroom and a little area for TV. We could rent that out. We're not going to do that. We don't have any plans to do that. But I'm just saying that a part of that homestay option that people can now exercise in the residential areas. All the business zones, you can do short-term rentals. I understand that some people are frustrated. They feel like this ordinance will cut back on their ability to make money and a profit with their homes. I know that that's frustrating and disappointing to some people. One woman in the public comment period last night was saying, well, the older people that have these homes, when they pass them on to their children after they're dead and gone, their children will have to have the option of doing short-term rentals. That will not be the case. For example, in Sally and my situation, our home, once we're gone, our two children will inherit our house. But under this ordinance, they will not be able to do short-term rentals, which might mean they have to sell our home or might figure out some other way to keep the home. I just wanted to emphasize that a number of the board members voted on this, and it wasn't in their long-term financial gain to do so, but they felt like it was the most important thing that they could do to secure the future of this community as we have known it, as a community of people involved in the town, caring people that call Highlands home.
My children would think and consider it a jackpot if they would inherit a home in Highlands.
There are other opportunities to use your residential property.
You know, we had talked, I think, a couple of shows ago about the Gorge Road, and I completely forgot about it. Is the date still the week of June 6th to close the gorge to fix those sagging roads?
It'll start June 6th, and it will continue through that week, through that Friday, and then hopefully it'll be opened up on the weekend. We're waiting for an official DOT press release but we've been talking to them every other day about, is this still on? And the last information that I got was that they're still on board to start that critical repair work on the Gorge Road on June the 6th. They're going to have to basically hang a big machine over the edge of the road, drive in all of these, what they call thole nails or metal rods, and then put meshing there to secure the side of the road, the cliff side, that is beginning to fall apart. If that were to go, that whole Gorge Road in that section would go, and we would really have a problem on restoring traffic on that road if we don't work on it right now.
There's an ABC update. Could we be having ABC actually deliver liquor?
Not to your home. The legislature just recently changed the ABC laws to where now they're requiring that each ABC store set up a delivery system to their wholesale vendors. For example, the country clubs here, the restaurants, and the bars. That means more operating cost. And it's kind of complicated how all of that would shake out. Could they charge delivery fees and how much? And for small ABC stores, and I think ours falls within that category, they can file a request for an exemption where they don't have to do this. I believe our ABC board and our ABC staff are working on filing that exemption. The way we have this set up in the state in Highlands, the town board appoints the ABC board, but we do not manage or micromanage the operation of the ABC store. The good news about the ABC store is that every year their profits go back to some of the initiatives in the town, nonprofits, and so forth. So that's a system that we're very much accustomed to. There is some discussion in Raleigh, in the legislature, about eliminating the ABC store system in North Carolina. Other states, like in Georgia, you just go and get a license for a liquor store, and then you can put one up on every corner in a town or so forth. I like the ABC store system. I think it's worked well for this state, but it could be something that will not continue indefinitely. I hope that many of the improvements to the management and operation of the ABC store system over the past few years will be sufficient with the legislatures to understand that we can continue with this type of delivery system.
You had a $28 million budget. Did you approve it?
By statute and procedure, the town manager has to present in May a proposed balanced budget to the board. We received that balanced budget proposal, and our town manager, Josh Ward, went over the main highlights of the budget, and he has pulled that together into a $28-plus million budget. That includes every department, like our electrical department, all the fees that come in, all the expenditures. That's over $6 million right there, water, sewer. Everything is included in the budget. And we voted at the board meeting to call for a public hearing in June at our June meeting, and that will be followed by the approval of the budget, which will then go into effect July 1. We've got in the budget of the 6% pay increase for our employees. It was time to do a major pay increase, so we're doing 6%. There's some communities like in Asheville, I think, that are doing 4%. There's some communities like Brevard, last time I checked, they're going 10.2. We want to make sure that we keep up with other communities and counties and are competitive and retain the best employees that we possibly can.
Around the comprehensive plan, we still have to pass that.
It is, a draft is on our website. We continue to look at it and review it, but it gets down to the town board will receive a final presentation of the comprehensive plan from Jake Petrosky, who led the process with our consulting company, and then the board will have to review it. There will be an approval by the town board, which will then put that plan into place. I anticipate sometime this summer, hopefully in July possibly, that we could have this all taken care of.
You know, the elections are over. Just a few signs are left. I think everybody's being pretty responsible.
It is amazing that we've seen a disappearance of all the election signs. I want to congratulate the winners. And I also want to congratulate the people that didn't win, because it really takes an effort. It's a real exploration in your ego in front of your fellow citizens. And if they decide you're not the one they want, I know that's painful. I appreciate people who are willing to participate in the process at that level.
We'll talk about scholarships in just a second. You've got some great news about how much money has been coming in privately. Are we going to get some car charging centers?
I was made aware of the fact that there are some federal and state grants now that are available for municipalities and counties to install car charging stations. We talked about this about 5 years ago in Highlands and decided it was kind of premature for us to start earmarking parking spaces for that. But I've been talking with the folks at the Chamber. They're interested in us addressing this. And I want this issue to be revisited by the town board and see what the Board of Commissioners think about the creation of an area where people can charge their electric cars.
Now, we've got the Three Rivers Fly Fishing Tournament, the golf tournament for the scholarship fund, but you had put out that message. Can private funding, can you send a little bit? And well, we really have got a lot of money in.
My motivation was that given certain circumstances, we were not able to have the golf tournament this year that goes to support the scholarship fund. And we've relied over the years on those kind of fundraising initiatives like the Three Rivers Fly Fishing Tournament to help us acquire money from year to year that supplements or in many years replaces the meager interest rates that comes from the endowment. So this year I said, well, since we're not having the golf tournament, let me just put out a call for people to just send in money. And they did. We had a lot of people, and I really appreciate it, sending in $100, $200. That was great. Then we had some people that sent in $3,000. One couple sent in $10,000, another couple sent in $20,000, and then lo and behold, we got a check for $100,000. So what we've been able to raise for the Highland Scholarship Program is about $130,000 to $135,000. I'll have to get the final tally of donations from the wonderful people of this community that support the advanced education of our graduating high school students. And I just was personally overwhelmed and just so proud of this community that we have people that care about the young people of Highlands and want to make sure that as they leave high school, they have an opportunity to further their education. The bottom line of having that kind of money going into the next several years is that we can absolutely ensure when we need to make sure that these young people have scholarships in May, that money will be there, coupled with the fundraisers that we'll continue to have, the endowment interest, and then these generous donations. That program is in really good shape for the years to come.